ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य आनंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। It is very, very nice and enlivening to have amongst us this evening His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu and Her Grace Nirakula Mataji, who visit London from time to time now. And the impact that they leave behind on the devotees is very noticeable. It's because they are themselves so enthusiastic and they are actually walking their talk, and they're actually doing what they're asking others to do. They're leading by personal example in sharing something very, very wonderful that we have all been so privileged to receive, which is Krishna consciousness. I want to speak a few words on how you can get wealthy, how you can become rich. Who doesn't want to become rich? The question, however, is how we define being rich or wealth. The wealth of this world will come according to our destiny. Whatever we have done in the past will come back to us in either a form of happiness or distress. So that's not something that devotees of Lord Krishna are really so worried about. But the real wealth is the wealth of Krishna consciousness. Even in material terms, when you share what you have, you get more of it. Even from the point of view of ordinary pious activities, which are called punya, if you give what you have materially, like your wealth and so on, you will get more wealth. Even if the charity is for some material purpose, not for something in the mode of ignorance or passion, but something at least sattvic, then you get back more. How much more then does this apply to Krishna consciousness, which is far greater wealth than the rupees and dollars and pounds of this world? Now, what would you say about somebody, let's say, who had £1,000,000, but didn't want to share even £1 with anybody? What would you say about him? You all said it, miser. So he doesn't want to give, he has so much. £1,000, maybe make it £1,000,000, okay? Make it for more effect. But he doesn't want to give even £1 to anyone. He doesn't like to part with his wealth. So what happens? He's unhappy, tremendously unhappy. One who doesn't share experiences a kind of unhappiness that even those who don't have, don't have. So, when this miser keeps everything he has for himself and doesn't share anything, he's restless, doesn't feel any peace. There's no enthusiasm, there's no zest for life. There's a sense of fear, there's insecurity, there's constant botheration in the mind. However, when one liberally shares what one has, one becomes so much more happier. And all this is just on the material platform. And you magnify this unlimited times more, and you have this spiritual equivalent of that. We are all millionaires or billionaires in spiritual terms, because we have the most priceless wealth of Krishna consciousness. And now the thing that any decent person should do is that when one is indebted, one should try at least some way to discharge this debt. This has come to us gratis. So now it is our responsibility to share it with as many people as possible. And what happens? Something remarkable happens. Our spiritual wealth grows. The more we share Krishna consciousness with others, the more we become Krishna conscious. Something really mystical, something wonderful that goes on. Srila Prabhupada therefore imbibed, embodied, personified this mood. And distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books is one of the chief ways in which this mercy is distributed. The distribution of books goes along with many other activities like chanting the holy names, hearing Krishna Katha, and so on and so forth. There's an interesting thing that I mentioned when we were having the monthly Sankirtan festival some time ago. And it is regarding this great devotee, one of our great acharyas, Srinivas Acharya. As you know, he is famous because he was the first original book distributor in our movement. Jiva Goswami instructed Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, to go out and distribute books. And they had the equivalent of the modern-day Sankirtan bus. Nowadays we have our cars and buses, and they had their ox cart. And instead of their BBT, they had handwritten BBT. They would have to write personally on palm leaves and manuscripts, because there was no printing press in those days. Carefully handwritten, and they had copies and copies made of all the books. And even at the time of Srinivas Acharya's appearance, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually prophesied something very important. He said, I have brought Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, Rupa and Sanatan into this world to write books about devotional service. And I have brought Srinivas into this world to distribute those books. So he was the beginning of the book distribution campaign, you know, of the Hare Krishna movement, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's revolutionary step to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Now this is something very natural for a devotee, because a devotee is very compassionate. A devotee cannot tolerate the sufferings of others. And everybody is suffering in this world. And Srila Prabhupada's lament, or one of his many laments, was that there are so many people who are sadhus and mathadipati. Mathadipati means the heads of monasteries in India, but they don't do much. And once he was speaking about such jagat gurus. Jagat means the world, guru means the spiritual master. So jagat guru implies spiritual master of the whole world. And he said, there are so many of these so-called jagat gurus who haven't been beyond their monastery, or maybe just been a little in their province or something, but they still call themselves jagat guru. Jagat guru means one who travels everywhere and distributes the message of Krishna consciousness, far and wide, without discrimination. Srila Prabhupada used the logic of Andha Koopa, Koopa Manduka Nyaya. I was just speaking on that this afternoon, so it's fresh in my mind. Koopa means the well, and Manduka means the frog. So when a frog is in the well and hasn't seen anything outside of it, the frog cannot understand that there is something like an ocean that has unlimited water. And there are rivers and lakes and streams that are all around. He doesn't know that. So similarly, these so-called Jagatgurus, who get so much respect, but they don't have that spirit of compassion. They don't go out and spread this message anywhere. So that is one problem. But Prabhupada was not such a Jagatguru. He is the real Jagatguru. Because he actually traveled all over the world, even at a ripe old age. 14 times he circumambulated the globe. Vasudev Datta, one of the very intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was also the personification of compassion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with him that he said, Vasudev, even though Mukunda, your brother, has been my classmate and friend from childhood, but I am more pleased with you. And I am willing to do anything to even sell myself for you. I am so indebted to you for your spirit of compassion. And what was it about Vasudev Datta's compassion that attracted Mahaprabhu's mercy like this? One time Vasudev Datta approached Mahaprabhu and said, My Lord, I am seeing so much suffering in this world. And I would like to take on the suffering of every living entity in the material world. And with that burden of sin on my head, I don't mind going and living in hell eternally. And he meant that. It wasn't just, you know, some kind of dramatic overstatement that comes up with some surge of emotion or something, some surge of enthusiasm, and we just say it. He actually meant it from the bottom of his heart. And Mahaprabhu was so touched. He said, Vasudev, because you are such a pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna will fulfill every desire of yours. And because you want every living entity in the universe to be delivered, so shall it be. Krishna will do that. It's not difficult for Krishna to do such a thing. Because he's omnipotent. And in the course of doing that, you don't have to go to hell. Why should you go to hell for that? You will be here and you will send everybody back to Godhead. So Mahaprabhu was extremely pleased and he said, My dear Vasudev, you are none other than Prahlad. So in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we accept Vasudev Datta as an empowered personality, as an incarnation of Prahlad. In Mahaprabhu's own words. And why particularly Prahlad? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Prahlad making a prayer. Naivodvije paraduratya yavaita ranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chittaha shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. Prahlad says to Lord Narasimhadev, My dear Lord, this material world is indeed a very fearful and terrifying place, but not for me. Even though everybody is terrified of the pains and struggles of this material world, I am quite happy for myself because my consciousness is completely absorbed in tasting the nectar of the descriptions and narrations of your name, fame, form, pastimes, and so on. But if at all I have any distress in my life, it is only for those who are suffering in this world because of having become averse to you. And why have they become averse to you? Because they have cultivated this wrong desire of wanting to enjoy independently of you. So I am feeling sorry for them. So Prahlad had everything that he could ask for materially, spiritually. After the Lord killed his father, he became the king. He was a mighty king. He inherited an empire that was really huge. And the Lord personally came to deliver him all the way from Vaikuntha. Prahlad was such an exceptional devotee of the Lord that even in the heavenly planets, whenever there are discussions and devotional service, invariably, without exception, Prahlad's name is mentioned. Such is the nature of Prahlad. And here he is, saying that I have so much, I have no problem myself, because not because I'm a big king, not because I have a big kingdom, but because I'm absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So here is the formula. There are many people in this world who may not be devotees as we know it, but there are many such people who are kind-hearted, very compassionate. They feel pain for others. But unfortunately, they do not have the jewel of knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So they are not able to give the ultimate solution to misery to people. They want to help. So good intentions are very important. But such good intentions must also be backed by knowledge. And that is what these books of Srila Prabhupada will do. They will give the people of this world real knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And it is our duty that we share this precious gift that we have received. Yeah, each one of us can become a Jagat Guru, not in a bombastic sort of way that I am Jagat Guru, not in that sense, but in a humble sense that we become humble instruments to just share this gift that we have received with everyone in the world. So we are so fortunate, and sometimes it helps to reflect on these things. There is a proverb in Sanskrit, Ayam nijaha paro vetti ganana laghu chetasam udara charitanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbakam. You may have heard this phrase, vasudhaiva kutumbakam. It's quite a popular phrase. Vasudha means the earth, kutumbakam means the family. So the whole planet, the whole earth is one family. That's the philosophy. And the idea is that for one who is narrow-minded, laghu chetasa, such a person thinks in terms of I, me and mine. This is mine, that is mine. Whereas one who's udara charita, one who's broad-minded, considers the whole world as his or her family. And therefore, such a person becomes a well-wisher for everyone. There is no distinction one makes regarding one's caste, creed, community, faith, nationality, and such things. Material designations and distinctions have no role to play in Krishna consciousness, which is completely beyond these things. So the real formula for the earth becoming one family, in a true sense, not just in the sense of the United Nations, as Srila Prabhupada used to comment, which is becoming disunited nations because the number of flags on the UN building are increasing day by day. But this is the real United Nations, where people from different countries, different religious backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds, linguistic backgrounds, they all come having experienced the taste, the nectarian taste of Krishna consciousness. In the Gita Mahatmya, it is said, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Let there be only one scripture in the world, the Bhagavad Gita. Devaki Putra Gitam. Gita means the song. Devaki Putra refers to Krishna. Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Let there be only one Deva, one God. That's Devaki Putra Krishna. Eko Mantrastasya Namanya Yena. Let there be only one mantra, one hymn, which is the hymn constituted of the names of Krishna. Specifically the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Karma Pyekam Tasya Devasya Seva. And let there be only one activity for all humanity, which is to serve Krishna. So these four things. Let's accept Bhagavad Gita as that one scripture for everyone, for this one universal family. Let's all accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us accept the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as the one mantra for deliverance for everyone in this world. And let us all be engaged with all our might, our senses, our intelligence, mind, our wealth, our family, and everything at our disposal in the service of Lord Krishna. That is our movement. That is our mission. And book distribution plays such an important central role in this. Despite internet and all that, somehow or the other, people are still reading books. Isn't it? It doesn't, despite all of these things, all the bookshops are closing down, I hear, in different places. Bookshops are running at a loss because nowadays people, you know, they go on Kindle or whatever. But our book distribution seems to be going pretty fine. It's increasing. So never mind. Yeah, we may have to adjust and with technology and, you know, have books online and so on and so forth. But this is an adventure of reaching out into the world, contacting people one to one. Reaching out people via the internet is good, and it has to be done because most people are on the internet these days. But it's not as satisfying, not as fulfilling, not as effective as a personal one-on-one meeting with people. Going out there and actually meeting somebody, telling them about Krishna, about the Bhagavad Gita, and inducing them to somehow or the other take this Bhagavad Gita. There's a certain sense of adventure and satisfaction that is unbeatable in this. And we have here the personification of that excitement, who's sharing his excitement, his transcendental excitement. And we are very happy that he's here. And I will now request him to also share his thoughts on the topic of every town and village. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.